This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This happens on a journey. It happened literally on a journey.
While we were traveling through the countryside, we came across a memorial dedicated to a man called David Livingston.
And we're just looking around, trying to understand and learn about this individual's life.
David Livingston, those of you who know the history of colonial Africa, you will know that he was a missionary who was sent from Britain to Africa to mainly do two things. One was to gather information for the British colonial establishment, and the second purpose was to look at the missionary prospects, whether there is any room for missionary work in Southern Africa. So David Livingston traveled through much of Southern Africa. Those countries would be South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. David Livingston was traveling through these countries. Botswana, he traveled through a place and he stayed there for a while and did some missionary work. So the government of Botswana has made a memorial in this place in his memory. He was a very well-known figure in Victorian England at the time. He inspired a lot of missionaries to travel to Africa later on. At his memorial, that is the last place you would expect for someone to accept Islam. And this is the story I want to tell very quickly. When we got to the memorial, there was a caretaker in this place who was in uniform. And of course, you would expect him to be a practicing Christian because he's taking care of a memorial which is dedicated to a Christian missionary. This person, we met with him. We had a chat with him. Initially, he was very, when he saw we were Muslims, he was very kind of, assertive about Christianity. He started to talk about Christianity and how Christianity is a faith that makes sense to him. And we thought, subhanAllah, someone like him, how do we give da'wah? So we had a brother called Ashraf with us, who is a convert to Islam.
Ashraf, may Allah bless him, may Allah reward him, may Allah raise his rank from this world to the next. This individual, wherever he goes, he always looks for opportunity to share the message of Islam.
Lo and behold, few minutes down the line, maybe 15 to 20 minutes, Ashraf was talking to him, and we thought, subhanAllah, that Ashraf may be wasting his breath. He may be wasting his time because this person is a missionary and he is taking care of a missionary establishment, a missionary memorial. To our surprise, this person taking care of David Livingston Memorial, one of the biggest symbols or historic symbols of missionary work in Botswana, took Shahada.
He says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah." He has accepted Islam.
SubhanAllah. Islam made sense to him, even though he was a caretaker of a missionary memorial. This was a shock. It was a surprise. It was a pleasant surprise. And this is one of the inspirational stories I wanted to share today with you, that never, never judge someone by their looks or by their position or by their status. Everyone deserves da'wah. Everyone needs da'wah. Don't ever think that you might give da'wah to a person and he may not accept. How do you know, and who are you to judge that? It is Allah who guides people. Allah is the one who guides people to Islam. Your job is to convey.
Allahu Akbar. Never miss any opportunity you can to give da'wah and share the message of Islam.